email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
I've organised it there. We have pictures there, but no sound, which is what you want when you're watching the telly and doing a radio programme at the same time. Today, a massive day for the United States of America, as I've been saying, as Joe Biden is due to be sworn in as the new president, the 46th president of the United States of America in the next hour or so. Biden's Irish connections are well known, and I'm joined on the line now by his cousin, Loretta Blewett. How are you doing, Loretta?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. How excited are you?
Very excited, but tinged with a little bit of sadness that I'm not in Washington.
Yes.
I'm watching them all filing into their seats now. And I'll tell you, I'd rather be over there rubbing shoulders with Barbara Bush and the crew than I would be here, or whatever that Bush lady's name is. I think it's Barbara, is it?
How close were you to going?
Very close. You know, I did chat with them over and back last week, see if it was a possibility, but it really just wasn't, Ray. You know, with I suppose Joe's trying to keep numbers very much down with with COVID restrictions. First of all, he's trying to lead by example on that front. And then obviously, as you mentioned just a few minutes ago, I mean, it's more akin to Syria in Washington today.
Yes.
Than it is in America. So listen, I hope everything's goes smoothly and safely. And as much and all as I'd want to be there, I just hope everything will go okay today.
Yeah, I was listening to Steve Comey, the former head of the FBI, speaking to Claire Byrne this morning. A brilliant interview. And I was a bit worried when I heard him, because he was saying he wants to get to the other side. You know, he's a little bit scared that something might happen today. You know, that.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to get to the other side tomorrow when Joe Biden is in the White House and he's signing executive orders, because that'll mean that the whole thing today went peacefully.
Yeah, I feel a bit like that too. Just a little bit apprehensive, yeah. I suppose. You know, knowing that, I suppose you feel so proud of the fact that, you know somebody that's going to be the 46th president of the United States, but also you feel nervous because you know that person and you want everything to just go smoothly. So to be honest, I'd rather now it would be all over and everything goes okay, because I suppose they got such a fright last week.
Mm.
You know, I think they dumped something like 10 or 12 of the National Guard out yesterday because they had done background checks and noticed that there were some links to right-wing agencies,
right,
or whatever. So it just goes to show how serious they're taking it.
Yeah.
They were caught off guard last week. I don't think they'll be caught off guard this week. And I just hope that everything will run smoothly.
Isn't the contrast huge? It's like two different worlds. You know, the scenes from the 6th of January and the scenes from today in the exact same spot on Capitol Hill.
It's really is mental. Like, it's scary. And, you know, it's just, we've seen scares and trouble in America before. But when you see it now and you know who's connect, you know, who's associated,
yes,
with it all in terms of Joe Biden and the Biden family, you just are a little bit anxious and a little bit nervous for them. But, you know, it is sad, really, to see that that's the way, how divisive America's got, unfortunately.
So your Knockmore is the homestead, is it?
Knockmore is the hub of activity here today,
right,
in,
okay,
Runagroy, to be specific,
okay,
on dad and my brother and his wife and the kids, and RTE are outside, and I'm stuck in a bedroom here chatting,
right,
to you. So there's a lot of activity, but
okay,
it's nice. We're just in our own bubble. My other sisters are in their own houses in Kildare and Galway. My cousins are in theirs. So we haven't been able to gather together, obviously,
right,
for COVID reasons. And we are thinking of everybody that's sick in hospital at the minute. We know a few people, and also people who have died from COVID over the,
yes,
last few weeks. So it is very tough on other people, and I know people are having a really difficult time this week and in previous weeks and in the next few weeks.
It's a tough time,
so we're
isn't it, for
everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a tough, it's a
we
tough
are,
time.
So we are enjoying a little bit of fun here this,
yeah,
evening or this afternoon, and it is nice to be able to celebrate something in such kind of dark days, I,
yes,
suppose.
Yeah, you're in a bubble. You had a busy day today. So who did you talk to? Did you talk to BBC?
I did. Do you know what? I was on the BBC yesterday, but it was,
right,
a package I did a couple of weeks,
okay,
ago. I've been avoiding a few calls from London this
right,
afternoon.
Right.
But yes, I needed to focus on you, Ray.
yes.
I was on with Holly and Philip Schofield,
okay,
earlier on this morning as well. Yeah, so it's been good fun. Yeah.
So the motorcade has just arrived outside Capitol Hill, and President-elect, your cousin Joe Biden, has just got out of his car there. He's There you go. I don't know what he's doing there. It looks like he's going to get something from the boot of the car. No.
he might be getting his accordion or something.
I've
he might have recorded,
yeah,
a bit of Irish music, you know, seeing as he is
Irish. Yes. And you've been in touch with people connected in the camp, if you like. And
yeah.
Have you been told to watch out for something Irish? Is that what you've been told?
Yes, yes. So I spoke to his brother yesterday and he just told me not to miss a bit of the action. So if I miss anything, Ray, it's your fault. But I think I'll be safe enough. He told me there's, you know, sent me some shamrocks and said, watch out, don't miss anything. He said, stay close to the telly. It's going to be enjoyable. Okay. So I think there will be a good Irish thing, the theme through it. We know that Patricia's going to be playing the violin later from County Louth. Yes. And that'll be flying the flag for Louth. So we are very proud to see that happening as well. I met Patricia when I was out in the White House 4 years ago for the Medal of Freedom, and she played music then for Joe Biden as well. So so that's a lovely element. Okay. I see the chieftains, like myself, were unable to travel.
They were unable to. Yeah, we were talking to Paddy Maloney.
We'll take the next flight together, hopefully.
Would you be really upset with me if I described what Jill and Kamala Harris were wearing? You would, wouldn't you?
Firstly,
I'll tell you that
me and all the women in Ireland want to hear this.
Hold on, Doug and Joe Biden are wearing long black coats, right, and grey suits. That's what the men are wearing. Jill, isn't that that's his wife's name? Jill,
yes.
Biden is wearing. I'm not very good with colours. Men aren't good with colours. I'm sorry about that. There's a generalisation, but it's a sort of it's a grey blue type of colour. I'm sure there's. Teal, they're shouting at me. It's teal. It's a teal coat with satin lapels. And it's buttoned just above the waist. And then Kamala Harris is wearing, what colour would you say that is? Royal blue, purpley colour. I've never heard that. Now, that's from a woman, Loretta.
Ray, you're lucky you've got some backup there, or yes. It would have ended disastrously there.
That's Niamh Hassel there. I'd credit her, or sorry, blame her with those. But anyway, they're making their way up the steps of Capitol Hill. And again, the contrast of these images and the ones we saw last week is quite stark. Jill has a matching coloured mask. It doesn't seem that Kamala has a matching coloured mask. They'll be talking about that tomorrow. Men are wearing black face masks. So there you go. This isn't like Henry VIII. And I said this to you last time. And I know like Henry VIII was related to Barack Obama, but it was very distant. But you know this man. You've been in his company for a bit of time. He has mentioned you. You know, this is a very strong connection.
Very strong, you know, and people are kind of, you know, laugh off the fact that his, you know, that we're third cousins, and they say, oh, that's, you know, that's ridiculous. It's so far down the line. But setting that aside for a while, like we're very, very close, as you said. He's a very, very kind human being, very nice and gentle and honest and sincere. And when I asked him in 2017, when he left office as vice president, would he come and turn the sod on the Mayo Hospice? He said to me, absolutely no problem, organised everything, paid for his own flights, his own accommodation, and came up to Mayo and spent a couple of days with me there, and came and turned the sod in the Mayo Hospice. And, you know, I work in fundraising and, you know, gave his time free of me to, you know, meet some donors and all of the rest of it. So, listen, he didn't have to do that. He was not obliged to do that. And he did that out of his own kind heart, because obviously, you know, his son, Bo, died from cancer in 2015. It's widely known, but his Bo's name will forever be attached now to the Mayo Hospice. We have a nice plaque put down where Joe turned the sod on the spot, and it's just like, even when I was over there in February just gone on his campaign trail, you know, he like straight away asking me about the hospice and is it built, and you know, ask my mum died from cancer last Christmas, and you know, when we were over there 4 years ago, myself and my brother, it was around this week actually, mum was very sick with cancer at the time, and you know, he brought me into his office in the West Wing, and he sat down while everyone was trying to pull him, drag him here, there and everywhere, and he wrote her a lovely little note. Wow. You know, to tell her he was thinking of her, and to keep the faith and to keep the spirits high, and that he would see her again that summer, and of course he did, and spent some time with her. Always just so kind and sincere, and knowing what she was going through, checking what treatment she was on, what stage she was at with it all, you know, how she was feeling, and just like genuine stuff, not, you know, not media attention, not looking for headlines.
Your description of him there, and how people have described the outgoing president, again, worlds apart. Do you think at some stage you will be in the White House? Will you be in the Oval Office, do you think?
I think so. I walked past it the last time I was there and I couldn't go in because Barack Obama was inside with his security detail on the door. But I'm looking forward to getting into the Oval Office this time round. I do anticipate getting over there as soon as possible. Look, it may be that he'd be here before I get over to America. If he can come this year, I know he will. Some of his staff have told me that their priority, once things settle down in America and he gets settled into his role, that he will he'll be coming straight this way. So we look forward to that.
And his connection with Ireland is a real one as well, politically. Because there's a great piece there by Jim Sharkey in the Irish Times today. I don't know if you've read it. But he traces, he traces Joe Biden's connection, and how he has been involved in things that are happening in Northern Ireland for quite some time now. He was part of the people who founded Friends of Ireland, a broad-based congressional body dedicated to peace in Northern Ireland. Back in the day. So, there's very...
Yeah, and I'm aware of all of that. You know, he talks to me privately and has several times about his involvement with the relations in Northern Ireland and how all that panned out. He took his parents over a few years back, obviously, before they passed away. They were with him in the North. And, very much finger on the pulse in terms of what's going on in Ireland. He had a great relationship with Enda Kenny when Enda was the Taoiseach. And also, it's always impressive when you hear somebody from America referring to him as the Taoiseach and not something else. He's able to say those words, it's not false. It's not made up.
His granny would have spoken Irish to him.
Very much so. And I believe Marty Walsh is an Irish speaker, so Marty will be able to give him a bit of a crash course now.
Yeah, well, there was a great documentary about Marty Walsh on TG Carr a few years ago. So he's from a Gaeltacht, his people are from a Gaeltacht area, which he used to regularly visit. So what's on the menu tonight then? Are you going to watch it now? You're watching it, but will there be food now, or is there a celebratory meal, or what way is it going?
Well, I'm not sure. I think we're going to go down the American theme route with some hot dogs and burgers and some pizzas later on. And we might even have a few beers. You'd never know, Ray. We'll see how we...
And are you dressing up for it, Loretta?
I'm dressed up, yes. Only because I have to go on the telly, though, I'll be honest. I'll probably be in my slippers otherwise.
So Pat McGrath's outside.
Pat McGrath's here, safe and sound. And he's outside and we look forward to chatting to him in a little while.
And people who want to see what's happening, as in opposed to listen to it here, they can go on to RTE1. They're covering it. I think the coverage starts at 4 o'clock, or maybe it started already. It started already, and you'll be there as well. The Blewitts will be there, and just to mention as well that you are on the podcast, which is doing extremely well with Hector and Tommy. And we got an email, which I can't put my hand to now, from a big fan of yours called Kat, and she loves your laugh. Wait, let's see if I can put it before you. Oh, there it is there. Just heard you're going to have Loretta Blewitt on your show today, and I just wondered if you might tell her how much I personally enjoy her podcast with Tommy and Hector every week. She has the most infectious laugh, and sometimes I find myself laughing just because she's laughing. She provides a perfect balance for the two lads, and I can't wait until the three of them head to the White House to meet her cousin. It'll be pure class. So there you go. That's from Kat.
Oh, that's lovely. Thanks very much, Kat. Okay. I know we're having great fun doing the podcast and enjoying the crack so far. So good.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking again in the future, Loretta Blewitt. Enjoy the day.
Well, when I'm in the White House, I'll give you a call.
And we'll see you on 6-1. We'll see you on 6-1 News. Good luck. See
you.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks
bye.
So much, Ray. Bye. Bye. Bye.
That's Loretta Blewitt there, third cousin of President-elect Joe Biden.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.